Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. The drive is live. They also had the audacity to try to win some tickets. They did not, but go ahead.
Yeah, we have 4 minutes left. Where's Reggie got to go?
Reggie,
he's in a hurry or what?
Well, I started up the next conversation I had, I felt like I would be digging into your segment. I didn't want to do all that.
Well, yeah, you get to talking about what we watch. We might push the clock there, Bob.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to be a good employee. Honestly, trust, I want to know more.
Yeah, I bet you do. We'll tell you off air.
I'm always going to be the raw dog in the drive.
Yeah, that's rich for you. That's rich for you. And if that is being played, then it must mean Tyler Milner is taking over.
What up, boys? How we doing?
I see him in there. A little burgundy action going on. T-Mill in the building.
That's maroon, but I feel you.
All right, yeah. Sorry.
You know I had to crack.
That's on me. That's on me. That's on me. Yes, welcome into the drive. Thirsty Thursday. Come on out again. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tom Ball. Have a good time. Win some prizes. Come hang out with us. Get you some good food and drinks. And you can be in the building at any moment here, folks. We will be joined by Texans defensive lineman Mario Edwards Jr. I know you know his father pretty well.
Rio, 1-5, baby, 1-5.
Played with him. He'll join us. And we're excited to talk to him because he is the Texans Salute to Service Award nominee, which is great for him. And we can't wait to talk to him about a little bit of that, and as well as what the team is looking like with a must-win game coming up against the Jags.
While we're waiting on Mario Edwards, can we go ahead and just give a quick shout-out to Santiago, Chris Santiago, the producer that, he's with us when Tyler's out. He absolutely kills it. He's been with the nightly show here, Area 45, tremendous job, does a lot on game day. I never hardly see him, but I get the emails of him back there, you know, grinding away with the different audios and the play-by-plays. And, man, I saw him last night. We talked about the Hogs basketball team.
Where the hell's he going?
We talked about the Hogs basketball team. He didn't even tell me he was bouncing.
Well, to be clear, and I want to co-sign what you're saying, Clint, Santiago's a badass. I love that dude. But to be clear, Santiago isn't, at this point anyway, necessarily leaving us. He's going to be here at Sports Radio 610. He'll still be doing game day stuff, highlights for the Texans and whatnot. He's just going to be departing from his job with Area 45 on the late night show.
Okay, well, I hate that for them boys on Area 45. They're going to lose the talent, but I'm glad he's still in the building. I'm glad he's still part of the Sports Radio 610 team.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Big Santiago, I see you, man.
Damn, man. You remember when Chris had his the hell with it moment with him and Patrick? That was great.
They were fighting about the WNBA.
That was great, man. Yeah. Chris Santiago said, "You know what the hell with this? I'm done." Chris, whatever that radio persona that Chris had been doing on all the shows, that went out the window. We met Chris Santiago when he came out.
He sounded like the big voice guy down at Treasures, and all of a sudden he said, "The hell with it."
Hey, candy to the stage.
My man said, "Wait just a damn minute. Patrick, hold on.
Quit screaming at me
or
something.
Stop yelling at me. That was fantastic. He will be missed on Area 45 But no, man. Yeah, I missed that last night. You can see the send-off. It's on Sports Radio 610 on our Twitter page and social media. You can check that out.
We can't be sending people off if they're just changing duties within the building. Hell, I thought he was done.
Y'all they're not going to hear him anymore. I mean, the folks the area, the listeners of Late Nights on Area 45.
Santiago, you had me feeling sorry for you, man. Like I was going to miss you or something. Yes, ain't going nowhere.
They were used to him every night, damn it.
All right.
They used to him every night. Again, like I said, we'll be waiting to hear from Mario Edwards Jr. While we are waiting here, let me give you a bit of an update here on the injury situation. It is Thursday, so it's an important day. A little bit better than that Houston Astros injury report that we were able to see yesterday, where they had about 10, 11 guys that didn't practice, it seemed like. But here it is today, returning to practice, Clint Will Anderson Jr. with that quad issue. That's a big one. Nick Chubb with that foot issue. Big to have him back in the fold as well, especially because Damian Pierce didn't practice today. And then Denico Autry, who has the knee, he returned to practice as well. Here are the ones that we really need to look at. We know C.J. Stroud and Fairbairn did not practice. They have been declared out of this game from the head coach. But Jalen Petrie, Titus Howard, both of those guys with those concussions, they did not practice for a second straight day. And another one, Clint, here, Ed Ingram, with the knee issue, he did not practice for a second straight day as well. So that is a those are concerns there, Clint. A lot of concerns right there when you look at this thing getting more serious. If you didn't practice on Wednesday and Thursday with just kind of the walkthrough day tomorrow before they get ready for the Jags. But Petrie, Titus Howard, Ed Ingram, those three are really big right now.
Yeah, the Petrie one I think is the concern here for the Texans. I mean, because this secondary has been you know hit with injuries as well as you know when what's his name got cut, Gardner Johnson or whatever the hell his name was when he got cut that hurt. Jimmy Ward, you know, gets injured and arrested a couple of times. That hurts.
And he's not back yet, not ready to get back yet.
Right. And so, the safety position is already, you're thin there. And then you look at the coverage defender position, and you've got Jalen Smith out, who, hell, I was hoping to see him play. You got Jalen Smith out. You got Jalen Petrie looking to be out. So, I mean, you're thin. You're great at the top with Kamari Lassiter and Darius Stingley Jr., but who's going to be that nickel defender? Miles Bryant, more than likely, but who's going to be that nickel defender, and where's your depth going to come from if you do indeed have trouble throughout the game? And so that's the real concern for me, Ron, is the secondary across the board, corners, safeties, and nickel defenders against a team in Jacksonville that I know they've ran it well this year, but, I mean, if you look at Liam Cohen, you know, most places he's been, they've slung it around the park. I mean, they've been able to sling it around the park. So I wonder if this is one of those times when he looks at the secondary and goes, we may not be able to get them boys outside, but we can damn sure work the safeties and damn sure work the nickel defender if they're down to depth players there.
Well, it was something that Sean Payton was seeing. There was in the last game, it was something Sean Payton was seeing because it seemed like the game plan was not to run the football, and the Denver Broncos are one of the best running teams in the league.
Yeah.
And they were having success early, but it was clear he was trying to take advantage down the field. And to be honest with you, there were many opportunities that Bo Nix just missed.
Well, Ron, that's been the case all year. I mean, that is D'Amico. We talked about this with D'Amico's defense. When you choose to apply the pressure that D'Amico applies, there's going to be open receivers down the field sometimes. They're betting on getting the pressure on the quarterback and the quarterback not being able to make the throw, which is we've seen it time and time again with this particular defense.
We saw it last year.
It happens all the time. And so that's just part of this defense. And the thing is, you know, you're going to bet big money that D'Amico's guys get home. And they have over, you know, two, 3 years, going on 3 years now. So that's just the style of defense that they're playing, and it works. It works in a big way.
And I think there's also amount to with the comfort of, well, I don't know if Trevor's going to be the guy that just keeps hitting them. I don't know if Trevor's going to be he feels like he'd be much more closer to Bo Nix than maybe not being able to execute and hit some of those. I'm not saying you want to test that all the time, but I think they're probably confident that they can play that style and maybe not get hurt as much.
But here's the deal is, and I expect more teams to do this moving forward. Like I think when you when you look at the Houston Texans, there's nothing about the offense that scares you at all. All right, and you got to feel like if you're the opposing offense, you got to feel like if you can get 21 on the board, there's a really, really good chance you can win the game, right? And when you watch film, do you want to sit back there and die a slow death and let D'Amico just eat you alive, trying to figure out what he's doing and trying to get the ball out and do you want to just say, hey, we're gonna have some negative plays, we're gonna have our quarterback's gonna run around, our quarterback's gonna get hit. But we're going to try to throw the ball over the top of these guys multiple times. And if we just land two or three of them, we're going to be in a really, really good spot. I am interested to see if offenses moving forward don't take a little bit more of that Sean Payton approach instead of just sitting back there and letting D'Amico dictate everything that goes on.
Because they were definitely there. And I mean, hit one. He hit Courtland Sutton for a touchdown. They got Harvey for another touchdown.
Well, they had the fella that they seemed to want to target on Kamari last year. They had him a couple of times, but he missed him.
He missed him. And even the pick that Bullock got.
Yep.
There was, you know, if he throws that closer to the sideline, that's probably completed. So, if I'm a Texans fan, I'm like, okay, if you're talking about betting on, let's see if we can get that pressure there or – and Trevor executing with pressure, doing that consistently. I could see them going with that bet. But Clint, they are in a situation where, I mean, sometimes Petrie struggles in that nickel spot in coverage, and then now you're talking about other guys coming behind them. So that is something defensively that will be concerning. And we know defensively,
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Any issues are magnified because your offense struggles, and now your offense is struggling, Clint, with the backup quarterback in it, with maybe your best offensive lineman out of it, maybe your second best offensive lineman out of it. That's the other place. I understand that side of the ball. We kind of talked a little bit about this yesterday, but 713-572-4610, you can jump in on this thought too. If Titus Howard is unable to go, talk about Ed Ingram yet, but if Titus Howard is unable to go, Clint, for you, what would be the move? How would you address being without Titus Howard, your best offensive lineman? Last week, obviously, Blake Fisher went in to the game in that spot, and then when he went into the game in that spot, that also seemed to take away that big, you know, extra offensive lineman package that they like to put out there. You see me, I had to put that wording in there because I was just about to say big package. And I felt like I could feel Tyler just wearing me down.
Deluxe but, nuts.
Yeah, it is right there. But how would you go about handling this situation of Titus Howard if he can't go?
Well, this is one to watch. This and it's less about concern and more about, you know, what does D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caley want this offense to look like? Because clearly, I know D'Amico Ryans spoke in the post game, or maybe it was Monday, and he talked about losing the Fisher package, if you will, when Titus Howard went out and Fisher had to become your right tackle, your the right tackle that was playing. So you lose that ability to put that additional offensive lineman in there.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.